With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. The 2019-2020 Northwest pear crop looks to be about 8% higher than the initial crop estimates and overall looks like a good year for growers. I asked Pear Bureau Northwest President Kevin Moffitt if our late winter weather played much of a role in this year's crop.
It may have played a role in how they got into the orchards to do their pruning. What really affected them mostly was the fact that it was pretty warm, you know, pretty mild winter, and then it came so late. When they were pruning, they had to go in and prune. There was snow on the ground when there usually isn't, and it really delayed them in that regard.
But then we got some pretty nice weather.
It could have been a lot worse, yeah. So I think maybe they dodged some bullets, and it's looking to be a pretty clean crop as far as, you know, the finish on the fruit in most cases. And sizing, depending on which districts, the sizing looks to be pretty good.
Moffitt says there should be plenty for consumers both home and away.
It'll probably have a full range of sizes, which means good sizing for the domestic market, but a smaller fruit that often goes to the export markets will be available as well.
And Moffitt says harvest has already started for early varieties like Star Crimson and Bartlett.
It's probably been going on a week, maybe a little bit longer in some areas, and it's there. They're in it right now, so putting in the long days and, you know, pulling that fruit off the tree.
Green Anjos will be the leading variety this year, followed by Green Bartlett, Bosque, and Red Anjos. Organic pears make up 11% of the total Northwest crop.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.